Yeah, you guessed it. It's Charlie McCarthy. Need I say more? Let's start percolating, huh?
From the Small Craft Training Center at Roosevelt Navy Base, Terminal Island, California, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, with Mortimer Stern, Ray Noble and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the King Sisters, and Charlie's special guest for today, Leo Carrillo. Yes?
Did I borrow a quarter from you yesterday?
A quarter?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, how stupid of me. Then can I have it now?
Can you have it now? No, I'm afraid not, no. Isn't this the fifth time this week that you've asked me for money?
Listen, Bergen. It's enough trouble having to ask for the money. Do I have to keep score, too?
No. I quote, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Do you know who said that?
Well, it wasn't me.
No, I learned. It was Shakespeare.
Oh. Well, you just wait till he tries to hit me for a quarter someday.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Charlie. No money today.
No money.
No.
But, Bergen, I wanted to go and see a picture show.
You did?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'll do something even better for you.
Yeah?
Yes.
What? I'm afraid.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story.
Well, why this drastic punishment, sir? I only tried to borrow a quarter. I didn't steal it.
Nevertheless, I shall proceed.
Well, I'm all ears with my fingers in them.
Yeah. I'll begin at the beginning.
Begin at the beginning?
Yes.
Are you mad?
No.
What will you think of next?
Yes. Hansel and Gretel were brothers and sisters, and they lived in a little cottage on the edge of the forest. Their father was a woodchopper.
I hate him already.
All their food and money was gone, and the stepmother told their father there was only one thing to do.
Quit playing the horses.
No. No. That was, of course, to get rid of the children.
No.
So the mean stepmother said that she was tired of supporting the children.
You know, Bergen, sometimes I feel the same way about you.
Is that so? Yeah. So, the stepmother, well, she decided to take them out in the woods and lose them. Hansel overheard her plan and went to her and said,
is this trip necessary?
No. Charlie, your interruptions are throwing me off.
No.
Now, let's see. Where were we in our story?
You were at the corner of Tired and Bored, Zone 3.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I know. She took them to the woods.
Yes,
she took them to the woods, and there the poor children became hopelessly lost.
Yes. Poor little Hansel and Fietzel.
Yes, sorry. But Hansel wasn't afraid, because Hansel had intestinal fortitude.
I know a quicker way to say that.
Yeah, go on. What I mean by that, Charlie, is that Hansel was a smart boy. He was a very smart boy. He was very cool and had a good head.
Cool with a good head?
Yeah.
Sounds like a glass of beer, doesn't it?
Yeah. So to continue with the story, we find the children in the woods, you know.
Yes.
And night falls.
Let's leave it lay, huh?
Yes. And in the midst of this dense forest, it was dark and scary. Very scary. Very scary.
I swear I saw something move.
No. The owls hooted. And it was deathly quiet. Deathly quiet. Then all of a sudden...
Oh, What's the matter, Johnny?
Don't ever do that, Bertie.
What's the matter?
You made me swallow my gum.
Oh, I see.
Well, so what?
So what? 3 cents worth?
Oh, I see.
Hansel and Gretel were very tired, and they finally fell asleep.
You mind if I join them?
Yes.
So the next day, they were wandering aimlessly, and they stumbled upon a house.
Well, the clumsy fools. Now, will you...
I don't mean that they actually stumbled on a house. They found a house.
Oh, they found a house.
Yes.
Oh, this is a fairy tale. Was it furnished, too?
I don't know. This house was made of nothing but gingerbread and candy. Now, how would you like to live in a house made of gingerbread and candy?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Yes, if you are on.
Yes.
I'd have my room done in milk chocolate with a licorice trim.
Yes.
And I'd furnish it in early American peanut brittle.
I see. Yes. Well, the children were so hungry, they started eating the house. But just then, the old woman came out of the house.
And they ate her, too.
No, the old woman was very, very ugly. She had long, straggly white hair.
Oh, Gravel Gertie.
No. No, it wasn't Gravel Gertie.
Effie Clinker.
No, not Effie Clinker. No, certainly not. No, Charlie, she was a witch. And she had long fangs. And she talked in a low, crackling voice. And she scared the children half to death. Boo, boo.
What do you do on Halloween?
Begging? No, never mind. She grabbed the children and immediately locked Hansel in a cage to fatten him up so she could eat him.
Hansel a la King?
Yes. Things look pretty tough for Hansel.
It's too bad Hansel didn't look pretty tough to the witch, isn't
it? Yes, it is. And as the witch waited and waited for Hansel to fatten up, she kept getting hungrier and hungrier. And she licked her chops. And she looked around.
Now, Birgit, don't look at me that way.
All right.
You had your dinner.
All right. Hansel didn't fatten up, so the witch decided to cook Gretel instead.
Gretel cakes.
Yeah, all right. However, Gretel turned the tables and shoved the witch into the hot oven.
Coming up, one witch, Birgit.
All right. And so Hansel and Gretel were saved. And that is the end.
Well, all's well that ends.
Yeah. And there you are, Charlie. Now I'll bet you're glad you didn't go to the picture show. Tell me, did you learn a lesson from this story?
Yes, Bergen, yes, I did.
And what did you learn?
One picture is worth 10,000 words, especially from you.
Mr. Perkins, is nobody to the home?
Yeah, well, come right in.
Charlie, it's Leo Creel.
Oh, well, hello, Edgar. I bet you was making you pretty happy to have me here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm here too. Remember me?
Oh, well, of course, Charlie, how you are feeling?
Well, I'll tell
you. Oh, that's fine. You know, I suppose you were putting back to the school, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you don't say. You know, I was all crazy for the school myself all my life.
Mr. Carrillo.
Well, when I was a little boy, of course.
Mr. Carrillo.
Well, Charlie, it's not Carrillo.
No.
In Carrillo, the L is silent.
Well, that's about all that is silent, you know.
I understand, Leo, that your family is one of the early pioneers of California.
Oh, yes, si, senor. For generations, the Carrillos, they have been a residue of this place.
Well, there must be many interesting stories connected with your ancestors.
Oh, yeah, didn't you know?
No.
Oh, yeah, the early Carrillos all had tails attached to them.
Yeah. Well, I guess in those days,
Los Angeles wasn't much of a city, was it?
No, in those days it didn't was. You know, there was nothing here but adobe houses.
Uh-huh. Well, adobes have to live somewhere. Oh, no, no.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. My grandpapa, she had a rancho. Now, you don't believe this, Mayor, but it was so big it took 3 weeks to ride from one end to the other.
My, my.
How come it took so long? Oh,
somebody steal his horse.
Well, I imagine horse thieves were pretty common things in those days.
Oh, yeah. You know something? My grandfather, she knew the great Joaquin Murrieta.
Joaquin Murrieta?
Murrieta.
What is it? All right, never mind.
Oh, oh, he was a dangerous outlawyer. Mm. Yeah, he led a famous band everywhere.
Did he ever play the palladium?
No, no.
Of course not, didn't play the palladium. Hey, he had a left-handed, right-handed man. He called him Three Fingers Jackie. Mm. You know why they call him Three Fingers?
He had four toes. No, no, John. Well, we're talking about your great-grandfather, Leo. Was he here during the gold rush?
Oh, did he was in the gold rush. Yeah. Well, he had a big gold mine in the little town of Creeping Girdle.
Creeping, is that so?
Must have been quite a stretch from here.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Well, they must have been exciting days, Leo.
Yeah. I'll say, in those days, life began at 40 and ended with a 45.
That's right.
Gee, wish I could have been around in those days.
Oh, me too, Charlie, me too. You know, I can see the two of us now working our gold mine. Ooh, digging, digging, digging. Hey, Carlos. Carlos, where is that lazy partner of mine?
Coming, Nuggets.
Yeah. Where did you wash, Carlos?
I was digging for gold and they ran me out of town, the rats.
What did you was digging?
I was digging under a bank. Well, they shouldn't be so fussy. I have an account there.
Come on, come on. Now, we gotta go to work. You know, gold is where you find it and we didn't find it yet.
Yeah. I'm getting disgusted. We've been digging here for 6 months and 10 days.
Charlie, I don't know you smart. How you keep track of all the time?
Well, you see, I cut notches in my calluses.
Well, okay, I think I'm going to wash the gravel now.
You mind if I throw in a pair of socks?
Oh, Charlie, please, don't talk so many. You helped me too less now. Take your pig and dig.
Yeah, well, all right. Dig, dig, dig.
Yes.
Oh, digging and a-sweating and a-digging. It's all I do.
Oh, oh, hey, look, Carlos, Carlos. Mira, mira que tengo aquí, hijo de la madera, que tengo. Look, I want you to saw what I just find.
Well, what is it?
It's a nugget. I dug it.
Well, let's go to town and spend it.
Oh, okay. Okay, amigo.
Well, amigo, where you go, amigo? Oh, boy. This joint is really jumping, ain't it?
Yeah, it's jumping, you bet.
Hey, we must be early. There ain't any bodies on the floor yet.
Hey, look. Look over there, look. See that fellow?
Yeah.
He is six-gun gringo.
Uh-oh.
A top hombre. There is a price on his head.
Did you bring your gun, Nuggets?
Did I bring my gun? Look. Hell, better I bring my .22 aromatics.
Oh. Well, we got nothing to worry about, then. Relax, partner. Do you mind if I have a chaw?
No.
Okay. Bing. Bullseye. Haven't missed in 20 years. Have a chaw.
No, thanks. I don't chaw. Say, you sure do like your chaw, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I'm just like my old man, you know. They say I'm a spitting image of him.
Yes.
Let's go over and talk to that piano player.
Hey. Okay, you.
I say, what is it, old chap?
Say, Mr. Nevermind play that piano. Can't you sing Sleep in the Depot, complain by the guitar?
Oh, righto, but of course, first you'll have to nourish the feline.
He means feed the kitty.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you see, you've got to pay for everything in this place except the roof, and that's on the house.
Oh.
Yeah, never mind. Don't you never mind the house. Well, what is that? On the weekend pay, we have just discovered $1 million in the gold.
$1 million?
Well, that's round figures, of course.
Well, very well then, gentlemen. I'll play my own composition dedicated to the disappointed gold miners.
You don't mean is you is or is you ain't my nugget.
No, it's yes, we have no bonanzas.
never mind, hombre. Another crack like those, and we're going to took it to a little necktie party.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awfully jolly, you know. I just love those formal affairs. Yes,
no, no, I don't mean that. I'm going to scrub you out.
Yeah.
Look here, my dear good fellow, if you're going to take that attitude, you will find yourself unequivocally ostracized.
When you say that, partner... Explain it.
Say, I'm sorry, fellas, but you gotta be quiet over there.
What? Why do we gotta?
Well, I'll tell you. You're disturbing all us card players, that's right.
Well, what are you playing, bud?
Brother, I'm playing solitaire. Oh. It's the only game I can play with people I trust.
Yeah, but look, you have just cheated yourself.
Shh, don't tell anyone. I've been doing it for years.
Well, don't you ever catch yourself?
Oh, no, I'm much too clever.
Hey, senor, tell me something. Mm-hmm. How long have you been living in this shameful state?
Oh, I was born here. No. Hey, what's all the shooting for?
I think that's the sheriff's pussies.
Oh. I love little kittens. Here, posse, posse.
Why, it's Death Valley Mortimer and Deadhead Bergen.
Is there food?
No. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mortimer. Mortimer.
Don't tell me you are a gold miner.
Yep, that's me. I'm a regular stale bread.
A what?
A spoiled biscuit?
No.
You mean sourdough?
Yeah. I knew it was something crummy. Yeah.
Mortimer, did you or did you not pan any gold?
Well, I tried to, but I got the wrong pan.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But all those people went out to get it.
Get what?
But the gold.
They did.
That's right. Hundreds of them.
Well, so long.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going out and get some with them.
Well, but I thought you said there wasn't any gold.
Yeah, but what's my word against all those people?
Oh.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, I got a head start.
Oh, I...
And here are the King sisters with an up-to-date arrangement of that old favorite, It Had to Be You, King.
It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be so true and also feel so darn blue. And even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Some others I've seen would hardly ever be mean. And they would never cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
For nobody else
gave me a thrill.
With all your faults,
love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Not George from Corkenmore, not Mac from Hackensack. For nobody else gave me that same old thrill. Beautiful baby, I love you still. Went for Charlie, but he wouldn't do. How'd you find out that he was bamboo? Put together with timber and glue. So it turned out it had to be you.
That's the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Candace Bergen's daddy, Edgar Bergen, with their guest, Leo Carrillo. As a